Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
If you walk through the prairies and woodlands frequently, or perhaps even your own backyard, you may come upon a rather delicate, whitish, translucent tube of thin material, several inches long, that has a scale pattern that resembles the skin of a snake. Well, it probably is a snake skin. It might come as a surprise, but snakes do occasionally shed their skin. The skin of a snake is composed of several layers, and the outermost layer is composed of overlapping scales that are largely composed of keratin, the same material in fingernails and toenails. It's this outer layer that snakes must occasionally shed. This outer skin layer of a snake does not grow along with the growth of the snake. And of course, it's a subject to wear and tear. It may also carry parasites and other harmful organisms. So the outer layer must be shed occasionally to accommodate growth and maintain fully functional skin. Although the frequency of a snake shedding its skin is quite variable, a ballpark estimate would be in the range of 4 to 6 weeks or so, depending on growth rates, nutrition, and other factors. As one might expect, good vision is important to a snake. But snakes do not have eyelids like humans. Instead, what they have are called eye caps, a thin layer of skin that covers the eye. That layer is also shed, and if it's not shed properly, vision may be permanently impaired or perhaps the snake become blind. Visible changes occur in a snake when it's about to shed its skin. The skin becomes dull or faded, and the eyes turn cloudy or blue-colored. The snake also becomes less active and spends more time in hiding. After a few days, when the new skin is formed, the eyes clear up and the skin around the nose loosens. The snake will then need to rub on something to loosen the skin around the mouth. As it continues to crawl, the old skin is shed, inside out, in a fashion similar to ripping off a stocking gripped from the top. Several videos of snakes shedding their skin may be observed on YouTube. I've also put links to more information on snake skin and the shedding of the skin along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.